Welcome to the Fandom Podcast, episode 92. This is the show about the TV, movies, comics, and books that you love. Every week, we give you a little bit of geek news and then jump into the fandoms for discussion. I am Brandon Ushio 7, Adrian's Revenge. And joining me this week, hoping that everyone got the Harry Potter out of their systems, is Jeff Dumas.
It's good to be back.
Welcome back. And still working on the swish and flick is Nick English.
It's Liviosa, not Liviosa.
Sorry, Jeff.
You got to put the right emphasis on the right syllable.
No, I know that one was not a Harry Potter reference.
It could have been. I'm sure it was a rough draft.
That made it into the rough draft.
She's like, wait, this is stupid. Crosses it out.
JK would not approve that dialogue.
Yeah, her initials are just kidding.
Don't worry, we're never going to do anything in this world ever again. Here's a new book. Here's a new movie. That movie's going to be five movies.
And a play. Don't forget the play.
Oh, yeah, that.
Two parts.
So much of that world.
And we love it.
And it's awesome.
Love?
Yeah, we do.
You're kind of the odd man out here, Jeff. You're kind of the odd man out.
Hey, I saw that movie. It was... Okay, I'm giving it a lot... being a lot more harsh than it should be. Fantastic Beasts was pretty good. I disagree with Nick that it was the best movie of the year, but I'm going to say that most of that was probably me thinking, is this really going to be the best movie? I doubt it. You know, maybe I had not heard Nick say that. Maybe I would have influenced it a little. I don't know.
Well, you know what? No, I still say that, like, even Civil War was better than Fantastic Beasts. Anyway.
So apparently you didn't get it out of your system and we're still talking about it.
Well, you know what? If you were the one who brought it up,
Here's the thing about my statement. I have to back it up. So with Civil War, there were things in it that I was like, really? Really? And that's because I knew too much about everything that was going on. So like they changed something and I was like, okay, that's cool, but okay. But with Fantastic Beasts, I knew nothing at all. And so it was all just new and fun and like great. And so there was a sense of just fulfillment as opposed to me critiquing everything all the time just because I know everything. Well, not everything, but I know a lot about what's going on in the movie. So I felt more satisfied after Fantastic Beasts than I did after Civil War, but I loved them both.
Oh, okay. Right?
And so that's really why I said it was the best movie of the year, because I felt the best afterwards. Yeah, I didn't have to critique anything. I didn't have to like be like pick it apart. I was just like, I could just enjoy it, and it was all new and fun to me.
It was all new content. Nothing had changed. This week on the episode, we are going to be talking about the winter box office, the shows that we're going to jump back in time a little bit. We're going to consider the beginning of November, the beginning of the winter box office. But we'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about some of the movies that are coming out until we're going to go through March. Consider that the winter box office. And we pulled out the ones that we thought were the most notable and the ones that we would probably have something to say about. But before that, why don't we jump into the random fandom?
You're a wizard.
You are entering the random fandom.
All right, this is the segment of the show where we talk about the things that you send in to us. You tell us about your favorite things, and we turn around and we tell it to everybody else out there. These are your picks that we get to enjoy and learn about for ourselves, or maybe we've learned about them. We can talk about it at the very least and share it with the rest of the listeners out there. This week, I think we're going to have Nick talk to us about our random fandom.
Okay, so this week's random fandom comes from a very special friend of mine. His name is Spencer Riley.
You've got a like friend to call him, in me.
We also like to call him Takanohana or Enser IE. Scrubs, that's the title. This is hands down one of my favorite shows. It's the perfect show to laugh with its Looney Tunes style humor with a dark twist of the life of the Doctor. Now wait, is he referring to Doctor Who?
Has he really thought Doctor Who was Scrubs this whole time? Oh, Spencer.
Maybe he thought JD was a Time Lord and that's why he can like jump back and forth and remember everything.
That would explain the hairstyle. It's kind of like a Matt Smith thing.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Okay, so...
Gel and twist!
He continues on saying, it blends the funny and the dark and deep theme almost perfectly. Each character is so relatable. All right. So I don't know about you, but I don't relate with the crazy antics that are going on in Scrubs, but I do appreciate them.
You don't relate to being put in a new job with not really knowing what you're doing with a mentor that doesn't really care for you?
Having crazy coworkers.
Well, I've never had a mentor that didn't care. Well, I guess I did once, kind of, but I didn't consider him my mentor.
You never had a black friend?
No, I have had that too. Just trying to think, I guess it's just that they put themselves in such odd situations. But that's, I guess if you go through life believing that, well, no, yeah, that works.
You've never had a job where you've had a monologue running through your head the entire time?
Well, I do break into song occasionally.
It's so true.
I guess I can relate to Scrubs. Okay, let's continue on. Each character is hilarious in his or her own way, except Carla. They always said in the show that Carla isn't funny. No, I disagree. There
I
are
think
some
Carla's
funny
hilarious.
Moments. Yeah, I think there's... Yeah, she's also the most angry character.
And that leads to the humor sometimes.
Yeah, I know. And that...
She's the straight man.
I don't know what that means, Jeff.
In a comedy duo, there's the straight man and the funny one. Abbott and Costello.
Laurel. Yeah, Laurel and Hardy.
Yeah.
I get you. Okay. I didn't know that that was what it was called. So he says, I can't describe in words how amazing this show is. I think you just did describe it.
But we're going to give it a shot anyway.
Dr. Cox's insults or rants are a work of art. The janitor's relationship with JD or really any of the characters is a reason to watch the show alone. I've seen this show over 5 times and each time I laugh harder than the last.
I don't know about that right there. Because if you've seen them all, that also includes when it jumped from... was it on NBC and then it jumped to CBS?
Yeah, and they got a new cast and it was weird.
Not funny at all.
It was funny enough, but they tried to take everything that made JD funny and charming and put it in another character. Didn't really work as well. You really needed Zach Braff to be saying this stuff. Anyway, Scrubs is hilarious. I agree. Case closed.
How many seasons were there? There were like 9 seasons, right?
Something like that.
Only 9 seasons?
Man, I wish that... I was young again and could watch 9 seasons of television 5 times. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do that.
How many times have you seen Gilmore Girls?
Well.
Oh, wait, that was a conversation off mic. Never mind.
No, I've seen... Okay, so I have watched Gilmore Girls many times, countless times.
Okay, now
but
think
I've
about...
never, I've never watched them back to back. I always hear them in the background going on, and I have no idea which episode it is. And then I just catch episodes here and there, and then I put it all together with my amazing, brilliant mind.
Yeah, and he's not necessarily saying that he sits down and watches it in one big sitting. You know, he might be playing video games in one corner. I don't know why I'm defending Spencer so far.
Well, he does say that he's seen it over 5 times, which he doesn't say he's seen the entire series over 5 times. He says he's seen the show. So maybe he's seen like 5 episodes.
Oh, man, Spencer, it gets really good after 6. Well, there's more than this pilot episode? Oh my gosh.
I've just been watching that 5 times.
Wow.
I've heard stories about this show that at times the script would just say, and then the janitor does something funny because he is such a good improviser. I can't remember his name, but the person who plays the janitor is
Neil Flynn.
That's it. He is just the most hilarious person on the planet, and he improvised more of his lines than any other people.
You know what I learned from this? I learned the origin of the phrase hands down because I was like, why would something hands down be like good? Because wouldn't like good things be hands up, like you're up hands up in the air cheering? Turns out, according to the Oxford Dictionary, in the early 19th century, when there were used to be a lot of horse races, hands down meant the victory was just so secure that the jockey could like put the reins down and put his hands down. So... You know, just a little bit of extra trivia for you that has absolutely nothing to do with Scrubs, but the email, I was like...
That's to do with the phrasing.
What exactly does hands down mean? And now you know.
Da, 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 da.
I don't know that there's any more that can be said about Scrubs. It's hilarious. I love the bromance that goes on between JD and Turk, but it's just one of those shows that you just kind of have to watch.
So this show came out So like in 2001, right? And I remember seeing, I was actually in South America during this time. And I remember people watching it in the background. And one thing that I thought was always interesting is that the subtitles for Carla were in Italian. instead of Spanish when it was translated into Spanish.
Because she's speaking a language that you're not supposedly supposed to understand.
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah. I thought, and I was just like, okay. And then it wasn't, I was like, she doesn't really look Italian to me, but okay. I also love that Dr. Cox's real name is Percival, which I always thought was funny.
And that guy's a great actor. He does the funny, humiliating stuff just alongside with accidentally killing four people and going into depression. Spoiler alert.
There was something else interesting that I remember reading about the janitor. It said that the writers weren't convinced that it would last more than one season, just because it was such a quirky show. And it was kind of, you know, just odd. And so in the first season, they never had the janitor talk to anyone other than JD, because they wanted to reveal that he was just a figment of JD's imagination. But then when he became such a popular character, they just canned that idea.
Yeah, at some point the actor said, can I talk to literally anybody else? But anyway, either way, it's a great show. Just watch the show.
And Elliot is awesome. She's really attractive, so she's good to... Actually, all the women in the show are attractive.
Because of that show, anytime my brother sees that actress, he goes, blonde doctor! Because that's what the janitor that's what janitor calls her, and it's... Yeah. So, you know, who's she? Oh, blonde doctor. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's funny.
So if you want to watch Scrubs, you can head over to Netflix and watch it on Netflix. I was just searching right here now just to make sure, and my Netflix crashed on me. So just take my word for it that it's on Netflix. Dang you, Netflix. Okay, so that is the Random Fandom, the TV show Scrubs, and watch it. That's really all it boils down to. It's a fun show that you can kind of just turn on in the background, and it's network TV from 2001, so it's stuff that you can just kind of turn on, and yeah, there's some innuendo and stuff like that, but not nearly how network TV is nowadays. If you've got little ones running around, you can watch it and have a good laugh over stuff. Head over to Netflix, I'm pretty sure, because my browser crashed on me. But anyway.
Actually, Spencer came over to my house and had sleepover a few weeks ago, and I noticed that Scrubs was in my recently watched in Netflix after that. So, huh.
So, yes, it is on Netflix then.
Yes.
That or someone's breaking into your house and just watching stuff on Netflix.
I stole your password. I watched Scrubs on Netflix. Sorry.
Dang it. I really need to change it from 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's the same combination on my luggage.
Never going to get old. Never going to get old. On that note, let's jump over to the geek news. Okay, our very first news story is that 2016 strikes again. We had Florence Henderson, the mom on The Brady Bunch, pass away. Ron Glass, who among our listeners is probably best known for Shepherd Book on Firefly, has passed away. And to round it off to an even three, Fidel Castro has passed away as well. That's not really a fandom reference.
I don't know if you're a fan of tyrannical leadership. I don't know.
It popped up on my Facebook news feed. All right. It qualifies.
Oh okay. It rounded it out because things happen in threes. And so we had our three happen. I find it really interesting that, you know, Florence Henderson, you say Brady Bunch, and that's who everybody thinks about. Fidel Castro, he's obviously a dictator and nobody thinks about him from anything else. But Ron Glass, he was on a bunch of different things. And, you know, talking to people of our generation, we obviously go straight to Firefly. But talking to my mom, I had to think back on what other shows he's been on. And the one that I finally came to that she would remember was Barney Miller. And that was back in the day.
Well, I don't know about you, but when I think of Florence Henderson, I think of when she appeared on wrestling, WWE.
What?
Monday Night Raw. She appeared as the night's guest host. So like she just hosted it. She didn't wrestle. There was a time in wrestling where like every week they would have a guest host from like Bob Barker was one of them. Seth Green was one of them. Donald Trump was one of them. Like they just had people come and like plug their stuff, and then they would just be the host of Monday Night Raw. And I just remember her being on that. I was like, interesting choice, Florence. Like, just all right. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. And she, you know what? So she was in her 80s and when she passed away this year. So just this past week. But Ron Glass, he was only 71 years old. Really isn't that old. The older I get, the younger celebrity deaths seem to happen. But, you know, 71's not a spring chicken anymore, but you know, it's just really kind of it's just kind of sad to think about, you know, people who have given so much to society, and you know, and you think to yourself, and at this point we're dropping Fidel Castro off the list when I say people who have given to society, but
to a society.
Well, not really.
Not a pleasant one.
Okay, yeah, there you go. But you know, Florence Henderson, I watched her almost every day when I was a kid. I want to say Brady Bunch was on in the morning as I was getting ready for school. That was something that we watched in my house getting ready for school. I mean, Ron Glass. Everybody who's ever dreamt of a Firefly reboot or of a Firefly continuation, Shepard Book was like everyone's like, well, we got to know Shepard's backstory.
And I think they did it in the comics.
Yeah, they did it in the comics, but yes, I mean, I guess he died in the movie.
Yeah, he died in Serenity.
So, spoiler alert.
In that movie that came out years ago.
That was sad. Well, and he wasn't even on Serenity when he died, which makes it even more sad.
Yeah, I thought we would start out the news with the on the lower note because, you know, it just seems like every week there's another celebrity passing away, and we don't normally report on it, but there have been a ton of celebrity deaths in 2016, and I don't know if it's because or if we're getting to the generation where I notice it, or if it's just or if it's because, you know, 2016 is a terrible, terrible year.
News is just more easily accessible now, you know. When we were younger, or when you were younger, you only knew news from the news.
But when I was younger, I had to do this thing. I had to look on the corpses of dead trees to find my news. When Jeff was younger, he just had to he had to use his DSL modem.
Well, I mean, like if you hear something like, "Oh, Ron Glass passed away. Who was he? The guy from Firefly? Oh, what? Are you sure that I'm not? Is that his name? Are we sure?" And it would you wouldn't be able to confirm it right away. It would be a little while before you could find it out. That's the point I was trying to make.
Okay, fair enough.
We just get news faster.
News and confirmation from multiple sources.
We should do some research and see like which video on the Oscars where they say all the celebrities that passed away, which one was the longest, and then we can gauge. Or how many people they had on each of those videos.
That could run into a problem because they don't always talk about celebrities in those. At one point, they started adding directors and writers and producers that us as fans don't necessarily know, but the people in the business do. So yeah, that's my way of shooting your idea. That sounds perfectly logical, Dan.
That's a good idea.
And I apologize.
Here's why it is a terrible idea.
It's not a terrible idea.
Well, do you know that they didn't do directors and all that before?
I do not. And yeah, so I'm probably the idiot in this conversation.
I think that they did, but...
I'm just kind of talking out of my... I'm just kind of running my mouth because I'm playing Pokemon and I just caught a Ditto.
Did you really? I've been trying all week.
I legitimately just caught a Ditto.
So what did you... So what was it when you first caught it? Was it a Rattata?
It was a Rattata.
I think everybody that I've talked to has caught one. They catch a Rattata and it turns into a Ditto. I think the Pokemon people were just finally like, we need to give people reasons to care about Rattatas again.
Dude, I always catch them because I can evolve them and get experience.
The best thing is like that Rattata was sitting on my phone the whole time, just like, I only have Master Balls left. I don't want to waste one. I just, fine, maybe something will happen. I throw it and popped up, oh, and it became a Ditto. And now I'm kind of excited for this game again.
See, look at this. Look at Jeff playing Pokemon Go. He made fun of us, Nick, for playing Pokemon Go.
I made fun of you because it wasn't working on my phone, and I felt I had every right to.
I could not be part of the cool kids crowd, so I just made fun of you. That's what I just heard. That's what I just heard.
Pretty much word for word what he just said.
Right, everyone with the Ditto, raise your hand. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm just assuming you're not raising your hands because I can't.
No, but I did get my 7-day streak today.
Ooh.
I haven't played for months. My name is Brandon, and I've been clean since September.
I ain't caught a Pokemon since September.
Dude, I do have to say, like, the Halloween events and all that, that just revitalized me. It was kind of getting stale, and I was just like, okay, and every once in a while I'd turn it on. But once they started doing the Halloween event, and I was able to go out and just catch, like, tons of Ghastlies and Haunters, I was super excited because Haunter is one of my favorite Pokemon, and I was like, yes, I can finally get him. Anyway, now that now that Mark has turned off the podcast because we started talking about Pokemon Go, let's continue on.
Yeah, he has enough podcasts.
Yeah, so if you are out playing Pokemon Go still, catch those Rattatats. They could be a Ditto. It could be a Ditto.
Well, and the official statement said that it could be any, but if you've caught a Ditto other than a Rattata, we need to know.
Yes, you have to tell us because that would be big news.
Yeah.
Anyway, look at Jeff derailing us with his Pokemon news story.
Your story was getting very depressing.
That's true. Okay. Well, let's talk about another happy story. Oh, wait. Star Trek Discovery. You know, this is one that I so want to be good and so want to be something that I want to be. And then the more that comes out, the more I'm like, oh. Now, they finally have some casting done. Like, for a show that's supposed to be coming out here in just a few months, they don't have a whole lot of casting. But they have cast Michelle, I don't know how to say her last name, Yao? She's the lady from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. It looks like she has been cast as the captain of another ship. So she's not even on the main ship, but yeah.
So they're not even focusing on the main cast yet. They're just like, okay, and subplot character one is... The show's never happening. Sorry.
Right. Yeah.
She's going to play someone named Hanbo, captain of the ship Shenzhou.
I was legitimately looking for the pun or the joke in what you just said.
Nope,
and then I realized, oh, wait, no, that's probably really...
That's correct. I was... Oh,
okay. I thought you were, like, making a Han Solo joke. I was like, that doesn't really...
Hanbo. And the name is the Shenzhou. Shenzhou.
Now, that doesn't seem very futuristic utopian of Star Trek to make a Chinese... character, the captain of a Chinese of a ship named after a Chinese
now
place?
Who said that she's a part of Starfleet?
Well, if she's the captain of the ship, it doesn't say USS.
It doesn't say USS.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I'm wondering. Oh, this is interesting. Well, okay.
Okay. So yeah, they've got a little bit of casting done, and it looks like. Yeah.
They said that the lead character is going to be a young female lieutenant commander.
Yeah, so like the captain's not even going to be the lead, which I've
talked
about before.
How do you qualify the lead in a Star Trek? Yeah, we already talked about that. Anyway.
You know, I actually watched a really interesting documentary on Netflix that William Shatner did where he talked about the Next Generation and all of the strife and the turmoil that happened on that show. Chaos on the Bridge. It was called Chaos on the Bridge. I just watched it while I was sick last week. And, it was interesting. He talks to a bunch of the behind-the-scenes people, and I guess there was a time where Patrick Stewart was like, I quit. I'm done. I can't do this anymore because Good Morning America came and the weatherman was wearing his uniform. This completely disrespects the uniform of the captain. So that's on Netflix. You should watch it. Yeah. It was only like an hour long. Boy, I would be interested in seeing the documentary on this one, just before production even.
The show that never happened, Star Trek Discovery.
No, it's STD. Come on.
Yeah, but here's the thing. That title might be a little bit more accurate than I want it to be, because CBS All Access head Jim Lanzone confirmed that nudity and swearing could be presented on Star Trek Discovery, and they have already talked to the showrunners about the R rating potential, and it was agreed upon as long as these elements serve the story. And it's on a streaming platform, so they don't have to worry about putting it on TV.
Boo.
Game of Star Trek.
Game of space, right?
Game of Space Thrones?
I don't know. Interesting.
Yeah. So swearing, nudity, and they're all like, oh, because we're streaming, we can do things that the other Star Trek shows haven't done. I'm not saying that they haven't done them because they didn't want to, but I'm saying they haven't done them.
They haven't done it because that's not your audience.
And you built a huge audience around that. I mean, they could have done it. Technically, they could have done it in the movies. They could have made an R-rated Star Trek movie.
Dude, I remember vividly Deanna Troi sitting in the bathtub with all the bubbles.
You didn't see any.
No.
And you only remember that because Marina Sirtis told that story at Comic-Con.
No, I remember it before that time. You know, when you're a 12-year-old boy, you remember these things.
Oh, just make me my Star Trek. I want to see Star Trek. Put it in the Prime Universe. Don't... I want my Star Trek, hope and humanity and no conflict and stuff like that. Okay, give me some conflict, because the first two seasons of TNG where there was no conflict was not as good.
There has to be conflict or else you have no show.
Right. And that's one of the things they talked about on Chaos on the Bridge. But yeah, the more I hear, the less happy I am about this. Okay.
The more you regret that CBS All Access you're paying for.
No, right, because it keeps my wife happy.
Let's all give a community hug to Brandon. It'll be okay. Everyone, pretend like you're hugging Brandon right now.
Right now, wherever you are listening, hold out your arms.
This is getting kind of weird, guys.
He's feeling the love right now.
I feel a little violated, to be honest.
Oh,
wait, who touched that? Who touched that?
That was a lot of hands.
Right now, we'll be right back after Brandon showers.
I need a cold shower or a hot shower. I'm not exactly sure how these things work. Okay. All right. Our last news story is that there is a new TV series coming based off of a comic book. I know this is something that never happens, but which is why we're reporting on it. No, but this one's Why the Last Man, which is one of the most acclaimed graphic novels out there, is coming to TV. I think, was it coming to FX? Is that who's doing it?
I believe so, yes.
And they're also the ones doing The Legion. So FX is literally doubling down on their comic book series. Jeff, have you read Why the Last Man? Are you familiar with the content?
I read the first volume. It seems interesting enough. I never went back to the library to get the next one because I'm cheap like that. But it's the story is basically some disease goes across the world and kills everything with a Y chromosome except one guy and his monkey. And so an entire planet of women roaming around.
Not even if you were the last man on Earth. Well, looks like I'm in luck.
He's literally the last man on Earth. But yeah, he gets into shenanigans.
I like that his monkey's name is Ampersand.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's one of those comics that, unlike numerous examples, it has an end.
Well, it was Brian K. Vaughan, wasn't it?
Probably.
Was he the one that wrote it?
Yeah, it was a Brian K. Vaughan, which he's written a bunch of really good things.
Yeah, he's pretty much the Joss Whedon of the comic world.
I thought Joss Whedon was the Joss Whedon of the comic world.
Well, he that's not his.
Joss Whedon is the Joss Whedon of the world.
Of the world, yeah.
Because he did the Astonishing X-Men.
Yeah, and he also did a run. I think he did some Ender's Game stuff, if I remember correctly. Maybe he just put his name on it.
No, but Brian K. Vaughan has done a lot of really cool things out there.
He wrote my favorite series.
Yeah, which was that?
Runaways.
That is a good one. There was a Runaways Easter egg in Doctor Strange.
What?
There was?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do. It was the girl, the dinosaur girl, right? Something with the dinosaur girl.
I think it was her mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of caught that, and I was like, I'm not sure if that's true, and then I forebode it from my mind.
Okay, so Why the Last Man? A story with a beginning, middle, and end, written by a good story writer, being brought to TV by FX. You know, the show that I always hold up as this is why you have a beginning, middle, and end is Breaking Bad. Because when you have shows that actually have a whole story arc and they've decided we're going to end on this and they're done and they tell their story and it's over, it's always so much better than, say, something like Supernatural, where they were going to go to season 5 and then they said, hey, here's this big pile of money. We're going to keep going. And they're like, sure, let's go and undo everything that we just built up for 5 seasons. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I know there are some Supernatural fans out there who are going to hate me, but after their first 5 seasons and they were all like, okay, now we're just going to move from this story to this story and not find something compelling for more than a season. I was very disappointed. But Breaking Bad ended, and it ended on a big bang.
And then you get shows like Agent Carter that ends on a cliffhanger, and now we're probably not going to get it satisfied.
And they even canceled her other series.
Oh, Conviction.
Conviction got canceled?
I heard Conviction got canceled. So
I watched 4 episodes of that, and it is literally just like every other show on TV.
Every other drama.
There was nothing different about it other than Bobby was on it and the girl from Walking Dead that was the blonde. That
Andrea? Got
killed. No, the young little girl.
Oh,
friends with...
yeah, I know who you mean.
Daryl. They were buddy-buddy. She was on it and Bobby from X-Men was on it. And then the lady that was in Better Off Ted, that was like the black friend.
So your differentiation was casting, basically.
Yeah. So like everyone on it was like, I like her from this show. I like her from this show. I like her from him from this show.
But this show, with them all put together,
Hayley Atwell, she plays the president's daughter, who was like a hellion and like was in the papers all the time, and they couldn't keep her out of the, you know, the news. And then she's like, quote unquote, really this brilliant lawyer, and so people pull strings to bring her in, and it was just so cliche. I was like, this show is not good, and I want it to be good. Well, I didn't really want it to be good. I just wanted Hayley Atwell. I just wanted to watch something with Hayley Atwell in it that I could enjoy, and I just couldn't enjoy it.
Well, it's kind of like when you're watching a competition, and somebody beats the team that you want to win. And you're like, okay, you beat my team. That means you have to win this whole thing. Because if my team's going to lose, then...
You better be bitten by the best.
That totally happened with me and Lena on the last MasterChef. The person that we were like, this guy's going to win, like, got out. And then we're like, okay, well, this guy's really good, but we really want her to win. Yeah, anyway.
Okay.
That show makes us emotional in our house. And that was the show that made me actually like Gordon Ramsay, because I only ever like watched snippets of Hell's Kitchen. And I was like, this guy is the biggest jerk in the world. I don't ever want to watch his face on anything, because I don't like people that are just mean to everyone just to be mean, even if it is for a good cause. And then I saw him on that show, and I was like, no, he's a really good guy. He's just playing the part. Okay, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, Hell's Kitchen was all Fox telling him, no, you have to make it drama, and you have to be angry, and blah, blah, blah. Because the stuff that was on BBC before that was not like that at all either.
Yeah, I really love Gordon Ramsay now, especially on MasterChef Junior. Oh my gosh, that show is so good.
The first time I saw him on MasterChef Junior, and he was on it, I was like, I sure hope he's nice to these kids, because... Nothing's going to make me hate you more than yelling at kids, even if it's not your real personality.
He never yells at them.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll tell them that they did bad, but he always does it in such the nicest way, and you're like, wow, that was well written by someone else.
Here's how you can get better.
No, that's a great show.
No, anyway. MasterChef Junior, that one's fun to watch. That one's like, holy cow. Anyway, that's one that I don't... Those are kinds of shows that I'll turn on in the background and just like play over. And they'll just next episode as I'm working on other stuff. But
We wait until whatever Tuesday. Every time, me and Lena, like, she'll be like, oh my gosh, MasterChef's on. Yeah, it's a big deal in our house.
What were we talking about before? Yeah. Why the last man? That's right.
Yeah, I think that's a good place to wrap up our news. We talked about 2016 striking again, Florence Henderson, Ron Glass, and Fidel Castro all passing away. We talked about Star Trek Discovery, and every time we talk about this, I get so disappointed. But Michelle Yeoh being cast, and the fact that they are going to do mature content because it's a streaming service, why not? And the fact that Why the Last Man has been picked up by FX to do a TV series. We threw in some ditto Pokemon Go in there somewhere, and MasterChef with Gordon Ramsay found its way in there as well. But that,
hey, we did Conviction.
And we talked about Conviction's probably canceled. Double check my sources. And yeah, we really went on tangents on that one. But that's our
now
geek
that's
news.
How you do a tangent.
All right, that is our geek news. Now jumping over into our main discussion, we're going to be talking about the winter movie box office, going from where, and we're loosely defining winter as November to March, and we are loosely defining it as movies that we have things to say about, because not all of them really piqued our interest. But it's really
interesting. I'm looking over this list, and I see that you forgot to put 50 Shades Darker on the list. Are we going to talk about that one?
No.
Nope.
Nope. Okay. Nope. 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 No. We're not.
Wait. Are we going to talk about it? I wasn't clear about the.
Nope. 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 How many times do I have to say no?
I'm seeing if I can get you to say it a couple more times.
No.
Close enough.
All right. All right. So. I find it really interesting. Generally in the winter time, the movies that are not necessarily the blockbusters or the tent poles get put out. But this winter, there are going to be some money making movies coming out here. Just as a quick definition, the term blockbuster actually comes from World War II. It's what they called a bomb that had enough power behind it to destroy an entire street or block. So it's your blockbuster. And so they have adopted that in the movies now. So blockbusters are those huge movies that are going to destroy everything else. And then the tentpole movie is a movie that a studio is like, yeah, we are going to make money on this one. So this is going to be one that we are guaranteeing some money back on. Because a lot of the other ones, they may or may not make money post production budget, marketing, and all that fun stuff. So why don't we go through this, and I'll go through, I'll say the name of the movie, and if you guys have something to mention about it, just jump right in. So traveling back in time, appropriate for this movie, is Doctor Strange, came out on November 4th.
It was awesome.
Best movie of the year.
Best movie of the year?
Okay. I wouldn't say that. Okay, I don't know. Right.
I just had to harass Nick because Nick was all...
No, I get it.
No, it was great. Superhero movie to come out this month.
It's the best Marvel movie to come out this month. Let's go with that.
Wait, not to be trolly or anything, is there another superhero movie that came out this month? I'm asking legit. Is it coming up on the list?
Yeah, there's one that there's one that can kind of be classified as a superhero movie. I don't know. It all depends on your interpretation here. Doctor Strange, we've talked about it a lot. It was really good. People who I would not expect to enjoy this movie are going to it and being like, I really like that movie. And I'm like, really? You don't seem like the superhero kind of person. But they really liked it. Have you guys run into anything like that where people who you thought would not like a Marvel movie went and said, I went and saw this?
I don't generally associate with people who don't like Marvel movies. So completely by accident, coincidentally enough, most of them.
It's your criteria for friends. Do you like Marvel movies?
They've got like a 5-page questionnaire that Jeff makes them fill out.
That's another story entirely. Doctor Strange, great movie. First time I've ever seen a movie twice back to back like that. You know, it's
even Civil War.
I've seen Civil War more times in theaters than the rest of the Marvel movies, just by one. But they were pretty spaced out. But Doctor Strange was literally Friday and then Saturday.
Didn't you do that with Avengers?
Avengers was every other day, technically.
Oh, that's right.
But so yeah.
Yeah, Doctor Strange just passed $616 million worldwide. It's doing quite well.
It's doing just fine. I don't think Marvel needs us plugging it.
Yep, it's boy. I would take half of that money. And
I would just take my money back. Personally. Not that it was bad, just, you know.
I could use that $30. Jeez.
Coming out the same day as Doctor Strange was Trolls. Now, I haven't seen this. You guys haven't seen this, but we still put this on here for nostalgia's sake, right, Nick?
Yeah, so my wife loved Trolls when she was young. We still have some in our house. I remember them vividly when they came out. They were all the rage. I never had one. My younger sister did. But Lena said, I never thought Trolls would be a thing again, and that was the extent of our conversation.
Yeah, well, you know what? So Trolls, I think Trolls is the same reason why there was a Smurfs movie and an Alvin and the Chipmunks movie, where as children who loved these properties, we now have children who are old enough to go see movies like that, and so they want us to be like, I remember Trolls, let's go see Trolls and take our kids and spend the money at the box office. But I'll tell you, my favorite trolling, because trolls were all over my elementary school, but my favorite troll commercial that I have ever seen was from the year 2013, and it was a Internet Explorer commercial where Microsoft was all like, hey, back in the 90s, trolls were cool and Internet Explorer was awesome. Why don't you give us another shot? So
the other thing I think about with Trolls is back when Jimmy Fallon used to do stand-up comedy, he had a song where he parodied Coldplay's Yellow with a song about trolls. And it's really funny.
Didn't he have like a whole bit of doing celebrity impressions selling troll dolls?
Yeah. Yeah, he might have both because he probably talked about the same thing a lot.
Well, and then in Guardians of the Galaxy, Trolls made an appearance as well where Star-Lord switched out the Power Stone with a troll doll.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
So basically what you're saying is he trolled Yondu.
Oh, troll-lol-lol-lol.
Snap. That's awesome.
Yep. Okay, next movie. I don't know if it's even worth mentioning, but Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them came out November 18th.
Best movie of the year.
Whatever. No, it was good. I liked it.
Of all the movies I've seen this year, it is the most recent.
You just hate on Harry Potter because it makes you different. You're just a Harry Potter hipster.
Okay.
Jeff the hipster.
I enjoyed it enough. And if we're being 100% honest, if I didn't have to pee through most of it, I think I would have enjoyed it much more. But
there's a thing called a bathroom.
Yeah, I was in the middle and I already went once.
There's a thing called you don't get the giant drink in a long movie.
The Bladder Buster 9000. Come on.
Get a bottle of water is what I had before the movie is what the problem was.
Jeez.
Anyway, I talked to my dad about it and he said there wasn't anything really that you needed to know from the past Harry Potters. And if it weren't for Amy saying that she was sitting next to someone who was confused, I would say there's really no reason to see the other ones to see this one.
Except explaining, I guess you don't have to explain why there are wizards. So.
No, not really. Accepting that there are wizards, if you do not accept that there are wizards going into this movie isn't for you.
Okay.
Unless you were 100% like, had no idea what movie you were seeing and have lived under a rock for a while. Yeah. As my dad would say, that's your problem with this movie.
I went to this wizard movie and there were wizards all over the place.
Yeah, seriously.
Okay. All right. Next movie, Moana. Okay. This is one you have to see. I went and saw this over the Thanksgiving weekend. Moana was awesome. And can I just tell you, as a father of a daughter, I am so happy that Disney is making these movies where the little boys leave the theaters wanting to be the female hero, because that's what my kids did. They came out and they were like, I want to be Moana. And I'm like, all right, you're a 7-year-old boy who wants to be a teenage girl. Like, that's cool.
That is cool.
You're not super insecure where it's like, no, you need to be Captain America.
No, he thought it was awesome. It was so funny. A couple different points where he would like, yes, I knew she was going to do that. Yes. And just cheering her on. I thought it was awesome. And this one, okay, so this is the one that I kind of was saying is a superhero movie, because Maui is kind of a legendary superhero from Polynesian legend. And it's not just Hawaiian, although there's a lot of Hawaiian legends, and it's not just Maori and Samoan and Tonga. They all kind of have Maui legends from what I've been told from my Polynesian friends. It's just kind of cool. There's superpowers. There's a chosen one. It's the hero's journey right there.
Right.
Moana was really good. Everybody needs to go see it.
Did it bother you that The Rock sounded exactly like The Rock?
No, he didn't, though. I tried to listen.
Yeah, every preview I've seen, I've been like, that's The Rock, but maybe he does change it.
That's why you hire The Rock. You get The Rock's voice.
No, see, I listened to it and I tried to be like, okay, I'm listening for The Rock. I'm listening for The Rock. And I did not hear The Rock. There was a couple times where I was like, no, I have to be able to hear him because it's just Dwayne Johnson. And he did a really good job. It was a really good cartoon voiceover.
Yeah. Okay, good.
So I was really pleased.
I really badly want to see it. It's just finding time.
It was interesting that probably a third to two-thirds of my movie theater was full of Polynesian families. You know what? I would even say don't worry about finding a babysitter, because the Cobra is about the same age as my daughter. And my daughter sat and enjoyed watching it, and the music was awesome. Lin-Manuel Miranda, I said that wrong, I'm sure I did, but the guy who did Hamilton, he wrote a couple songs for Moana, and they were awesome. If nothing else, pull up Spotify and listen to the Moana soundtrack, because it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I definitely am going to see it. It's just a matter of when I can do it, so... I still haven't seen Finding Dory, and I got it for my birthday last week.
You own that movie, and you haven't watched it.
I keep trying to watch it with the Cobra, and I'm like, okay, cool, we're going to watch this new show. And he gets really mad and then turns it back to Monsters, Inc.
I want Mike Wazowski.
Yeah, so what I've been doing is I've been like, when we like are walking around Target or something, I'll be like, hey, look, Owen, this is Dory and Nemo. And like, I'm pointing them out all the time so that when he sees it, he'll be like, hey, I know those people. And then he'll want to watch the show. That's my plan. I'll report back if it works.
You are mentally conditioning your child to enjoy intellectual property.
Yep.
All right. I guess that works.
Oh, I have a cool story to tell about that, though. Okay. So I have the shirt that has BB-8 on it, right? And I said, hey, Cobra, look. this is BB-8. And so now every time he goes to my shirt, he points at it, and I say, yep, that's BB-8. And I do that with, I have my Samurai Jack and Doctor Who shirt, and he loves it when I wear it because he walks up, and I say, where's Samurai Jack? And he points to it, and where's the Doctor, and where's the TARDIS? You know, and so it's kind of a game with some of my shirts. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to do this with BB-8. So I was like, hey, do you want to see a show that has BB-8 in it? and he was like, yeah. And so I turned on Star Wars, and I just fast forwarded it to the part where, like, where Rey like finds him from that little dude that's like gonna sell him for parts, and then she's like talking to him, and then I fast forwarded again to like when Finn comes and he's like chasing him, and they go into the Millennium Falcon, and you should have seen his face. Like, he was just screaming the whole time, going, yeah, yeah, hey, like anytime BB-8 came on, he was just pointing to the screen. I was like, I don't know if I could be more proud of my son right now sharing this moment of him just freaking out about Star Wars. So that was awesome.
That's appropriate because the next movie on our list is Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. Do you think they really need the parentheses or the subtitle there?
Absolutely.
I do.
Studios think we're dumb.
Well, I do because there's a lot of old people that wouldn't know that. If it was just called Rogue One, they wouldn't go. That's what happened with Serenity.
Well, here's what you do.
A space movie.
You call it Rogue One for the first month or so.
Nope.
And then after that, you do what Edge of Tomorrow did, and you change the title so people actually start going. So the diehard fans are like, yeah, Rogue One. But then a month later, oh, it's a Star Wars movie? Oh, I didn't know there was the new Star Wars already. Where's Luke Skywalker? That's your problem, is that how many people are going to be like, where's Luke in this one?
I thought he was going to be in this one.
I think they're going to establish very early on in the movie that it's a prequel.
The opening crawl is going to be not episode 8.
They're not doing an opening crawl is what I heard.
Rogue One. A Star Wars Story without Luke Skywalker.
So according to Kathleen Kennedy, who is in charge of all this, she says that Rogue One will not have an opening crawl. She says, we felt that so indicative of what those saga films are. Initially, we will probably begin the film in a way that is just traditional with just the title.
Are they going to do like the opening sequence with like a giant ship? Because they do that in every one of the Star Wars as well.
I don't know.
And then there's like a little ship and a planet.
They have to do that because each one starts in space. If this one doesn't do the opening crawl, it doesn't necessarily start in space. So they can just gives them more freedom.
Well, I guess that's true because they always like pan down. And there's like a planet. And then the Star Destroyer comes in shooting at this Nebulan B frigate. Kew, 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 kew. Then you see Vader come out. He says, hey, baby.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, he does in Vader sessions. Sorry, I was thinking of the wrong one.
That clip is hilarious.
$1 million. All right, $2 million.
Somebody dubbed Darth Vader's voice with other James Earl Jones lines. It's hilarious.
So Gareth Edwards, who's the director of the film, he says, I think basically there's a lot of things that I probably can't talk about. It's probably the safest way to answer that. The idea that this film is supposed to be different than saga films, the crawl of it all, it's funny that people are fascinated on that. So Gareth Edwards is pretty much saying, I can't say anything, which means
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Oh,
I realize that these guys have assassins following them, right? And the second they're about to say too much about the movie, they're out.
Is it sad that when he said I can neither confirm nor deny, the first thing I thought of was the existence of a human child?
Yeah, good old Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, your child has been brainwashing you. I know you're trying to brainwash wash him. He's been brainwashing you into that movie. All right, so Rogue One, Star Wars Story,
dude,
we're all excited about
that. Less
than
a month away.
12,
like 3 weeks away.
Yeah. We're getting pretty close to that one here. My mom talked to me tonight. We're doing a family Christmas party on the 17th, and she said, after everyone leaves, let's go to a movie. So when I say family, I mean extended family with her entire side of the family. And she's like, after everyone leaves, we'll go see Star Wars as a family, and then we'll do dinner. And I'm just thinking to myself, it's cool to be in a geeky family.
Dude, I just thought of something. I think I might have a Christmas party on the 16th.
Oh, no.
That would be bad. No, I really do think we do. Maybe I'll see if I can get like 15th tickets because I know they'll probably have like midnight showings at 7 o'clock, you know, or something.
Oh, crap. I've got a work party on the 16th too, but it's like earlier in the afternoon. So, oh, well. They did that to me last year too. Last year, my work party was on the day of... Yeah, it was on the day that episode 7 dropped, and there was like half of, and this, okay, so we're an IT department, so like half of our department took the day off to go see Star Wars. I mean, half of us were sick, and it's a good thing my boss doesn't listen to this.
I just flat out told my boss, yeah, can I get the 18th off? Yeah, sure, what are you going to do? Go see Star Wars. Well, tell me how it is. Yeah, okay. We're in the middle of moving into a new warehouse, and I had the guts to say, I'm taking the 18th off.
Okay.
Yeah, Star Wars is more important than this job, in quotes.
You know what's interesting is they are fully ready and expecting that Star Wars Rogue One will make less than Star Wars Episode 7 because people are not as bottled up over it anymore. I think it'll still do really good, but I'm glad that they're not putting too much high hopes on it.
I think there's going to be a lot of reviews of old guys who don't quite understand how non-linear story works. And they're going to be like, this is clearly not episode 8 as advertised. I'm like, no, no, it was never was. I am
looking forward to all the new orders that you are now having to watch Star Wars in. Because the machete order is just not going to work anymore.
The what?
Machete order, where you cut off episode 1 and then you watch.
Oh, okay. It's okay. A reference to cutting. Okay.
You take a machete and you cut it off.
What does Danny Trejo have to do with this?
Danny Trujillo is Luke Skywalker.
Ooh, I'd go to that a lot faster than episode 8. I can tell you that much. Anyway.
What is this giant machete lightsaber? It's pronounced machete.
Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, comes out on 12/16. Nothing else is really coming out that week until 5 days later, Assassin's Creed.
I feel really bad for Assassin's Creed. I didn't realize that it's coming out 5 days after Star Wars.
Well, it could be worse. It could be coming out the day of.
That's true.
No, like, still.
Yeah.
I think all studios are just like, okay, when's Disney releasing their next thing? All right, let them have the weekend. We can't compete with that.
Assassin's Creed, we've talked about how it looks like it'll be interesting. We're going to wait on some reviews for it. But
it looks like a fun Michael Fassbender movie.
Yeah. You know, there are three big movies coming out on that same day. You've got Assassin's Creed. You've got Passengers, which is the one with Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt. And you have Sing, which is the 3D animated one about the singing competition, which out of all three of those, if I'm going to a movie that weekend and I'm saying, which one am I going to? I'm going to go see Sing, even without my kids. Because, strategically speaking, I'll probably go see Passengers because I'll be like, oh, I'm going without my kids. And then I'm going to have to go with my kids to another movie, so I get two movies out of it.
Or depending on if Sing is good, you might want to see it twice. Then you wasted your movie going on Passengers.
That's true, because Passengers, I'm kind of concerned about the quality of that one. I feel like it's just it's one of those ones where the studio's like, all right, we need to make a lot of money. Okay, what guy is really hot right now? All right, grab Chris Pratt. All right, what girl is really hot right now? All right,
get me the space guy and the archery girl. I'm sure that's what a studio said.
It really feels like it is all calculated like that. Like, I don't know. We'll see how it turns out. It's a sci-fi movie. I'm going to go see it. But
it looks decent enough. It premise of two people waking up too early and after leaving Earth on like an ark. Yeah, I'm in. You know. But,
so,
you know.
Last thing about Sing. I've seen a lot of trailers for this and it's a kids show, so I don't really care too much, but I actually feel like they're probably doing a good job with the trailers. I can't say for sure until I see the movie.
They're doing a good job because I haven't seen a single one.
Oh, well, you're not the target audience there, Jeff.
I don't watch any animated cartoon. Oh, wait, you do.
I also don't watch a lot of TV without being able to fast forward through the commercials.
Well, so seeing it's about it's in an animal world where they're doing a music competition.
American Idol with animals?
Pretty much. They showcase a couple of the main characters, it looks like. But it looks like there's this whole story behind the scenes that they're leaving out of the trailers. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there and how all of these characters tie together. Because, you know, they're going to do that and good's going to win and everyone's going to be happy. Then after the New Year's, January 6th, Underworld Blood Wars.
Now the good movies start.
Because it's January.
No more of this Oscar bait.
Yeah, we actually crossed out a Ben Affleck movie that was completely Oscar bait.
By written, directed, starring Ben Affleck movie?
Yep.
Based on a book.
Also written by Ben Affleck.
No.
I know, but still. Someday he'll write a book called Because I Wanted to Make a Movie, a Ben Affleck Story. And he'll star himself.
And it'll be great. And it'll be really good.
No one directs Ben Affleck better than Ben Affleck.
No one will hire Ben Affleck other than Ben Affleck.
And Batman.
Well, Batman.
Directed by Ben Affleck.
Yeah, this one. Next one will be, but... So anyway, what were we talking about?
Underworld. All right. Underworld. You guys Underworld fans?
I am very much an Underworld fan.
Do you know the story or just the pleather?
No, I loved the first one, and then it just got really odd. Yeah, the first movie was great. Second movie was... Third movie, I fell asleep. Fourth movie, I don't remember at all. Now they're bringing Kate Beckinsale back.
Did she leave?
Yeah, she wasn't in... One of them was like a prequel. It was about her mom. I don't know if you know the story. I didn't know if you knew the story, but like
I honestly just thought this was one of those Kate Beckinsale things that she'll do forever projects. You know, like we'll always associate Hugh Jackman with Logan. You know, it's Kate Beckinsale is the Underworld. Yeah. I didn't
Rise of the Lycans. Okay, she was in three of them, and then the fourth one was, or I think the third. I don't think I saw the fourth one.
Well, now you're gonna have to watch the fourth one before you go and see this
you'll
one.
You'll never know what happens in this one.
No, I loved the first movie. It was great. I thought it was really well done. I probably won't see it in the theater because I won't have time.
Because you're a grown-up with kids and a job and a wife. And
I guarantee you Lena's not going to want to go see it. Maybe there were five. Maybe this is the sixth movie. I'm vaguely remembering. Oh, no, this is the fourth one she's in.
There's literally no way to know this information.
So in 2003, there's a movie called Underworld.
And then there was Evolution, then there was Rise of the Lycans,
and then
there was
Awakening. And then in 2016, there is Blood Wars. And it looks like to me that she's in all of them. And
maybe she was
just on the poster for all of them.
Obviously, it made such a profound... I remember the first one vividly. The second one I remember kind of.
Okay.
Bill Nighy is awesome in the first movie. And I love me some Bill Nighy. There you go.
I was looking for a science joke, but one wasn't coming.
Bill Nighy, the lichen guy?
Vampire. He was the great vampire. He gets his head chopped in half in that movie. Like diagonally through the head.
Well,
so this is a good one to take kids to then is what I'm hearing.
Not at all. It's rated R, and it's rated R for violence and scariness.
No. It's vampires and werewolves like that Twilight stuff. It's perfectly fine.
Well, so I'm explaining the same thing, you know, it's about blood and violence and sex, you know, like the Twilight movies. But he gets his head chopped. I closed my eyes during that part.
So Kate Beckinsale is single now. So does that change? Do you think that changes?
She's single?
She's single. Well, I don't know. She broke up with her longtime boyfriend.
She's been in my top five since me and Lena got married. She's on the pass list. Lena can confirm this.
I'd rather not talk to my sister about the people you're allowed to cheat on her with.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, then let's change the subject. XXX, Return of Xander Cage.
It looks like a dumb action movie.
I don't remember anything about the first one because I watched it and completely forgot about it. I just remember that I was like, wait, this is Fast and the Furious, but not the end.
Watching the trailer for this before Doctor Strange, the whole time I just wanted Samuel L. Jackson to say, I want to talk to you about the Avenger Initiative. Because why not? Let's have XXX join the Avengers. That's all I can say about this movie. It looks fun.
Yeah, I think so. I think this is going to be better than Fast 8.
Whoa.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe.
Especially after The Rock came out and said, look, Vin Diesel's being a jerk on set and not even trying. So.
But he's just depressed over his buddy. I'm defending a man in a movie franchise I don't really care about.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? He did a great job as Groot.
Yeah. Oh, so I guess technically he is a part of the Avengers.
Yeah.
Kind of. Yep.
Well, right. He's a part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Not
so now
the
Groot
Avengers.
Is now his alias. His, you know, Groot is just a superhero name. His real name is Xander Cage.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Before we go way off into the Nick's completely wrong territory, Yu-Gi-Oh!
What?
The Dark Side of Dimensions comes out on that same day as the Return of Xander Cage.
Great segue.
Who is going to win that box office?
I know which one I'm going to give my money to. It's probably neither if I think about it practically. But no, who doesn't want to go to see a dumb anime in theaters?
Hey, there's a movie that comes out that day that has James McAvoy in it, so we'll probably go see that if we have a choice in our house.
Oh, is James McAvoy in Yu-Gi-Oh?
No, he's in M. Night Shyamalan's Split.
Yeah, you're not going to see that.
Yeah, that's true, because it says M. Night Shyamalan on it.
No, yeah, and his movies get progressively worse the longer they...
Why did Professor Xavier be in an M. Night Shyamalan movie?
It's all about the money.
He's Mr. Tumnus, too.
Like I said, it's all about the money.
Oh, interesting.
Okay, so that's January. Look at that. We only have 3 movies that we've talked about for January. And January...
February's not going to be that much better.
Yeah, so January, we've got 3 movies that we wanted to talk about, and all 3 of them were like, Underworld, XXX, Yu-Gi-Oh, meh. February, I'm excited about the Lego Batman movie. I saw a trailer for that with Moana that just... I got excited about that. I think that's going to be hilarious.
I really want awesome. Them to have a homage to the greatest song ever written. Everyone's favorite song, Everything is Awesome. Just a little cameo in that movie. That's all that needs to happen.
Oh, I'm sure it's going to happen because it's a Lego movie. He's going to like turn on the Batmobile and it's going to be playing and he's like, I hate this song or something like that.
It's everybody's favorite song. Why can't it be mine? Because I'm Batman.
So I met much more of Robin in this one. And I think the boy wonder will approve of the Lego Robin.
Now I need to go see Moana.
Yes, you do. Because you get the trailer. Because there's no other way in the world to watch a trailer than going to the movie theaters.
There's no better way to watch trailers.
That's okay. That's fine.
Shut your joke right down.
Bam.
Take that, your attempt at
that
humor.
That same day, 50 Shades Darker comes out.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just
kidding. No, you said that wrong. It's pronounced John Wick Chapter 2. I don't know.
Yeah, oh, John Wick. Sorry. Yeah. My mistake.
Was that one any good? I've heard that people really like John Wick 1.
Is it called John Wick Chapter 1?
It's just called John Wick.
Okay.
I think calling something Chapter 1 without a confirmed sequel is kind of...
I think that would be awesome. Do you know how many guts that would take?
One of the weirdest movies that I loved when I was a kid was called Leonard Part 6, and it was the only movie. That was a weird movie.
I wonder how that did in the box office.
There was a joke when Zero Dark 30 came out. A bunch of people are saying, now do I need to see Zero Dark 1 through 29, or can I jump right in at 30?
Leonard Part 6, it was Bill Cosby. Yeah, it's got a 2.2 IMDb score and a 9% on Rotten Tomatoes.
So it's terrible.
Yeah, it's a really bad movie, but I remember watching it.
Speaking of terrible, on February 27th, The Great Wall is going to come out. Now, I'm pretty sure this is going to be a terrible movie, but it's on my list because,
love that Chinese actor Matt Damon.
Yeah, he's so Chinese.
Him and William Dafoe, man. You just...
William Dafoe has played many ethnicities, one being Latino in the movie Once Upon a Time in Mexico. He did not do a good job in that.
I was going to say, couldn't they have found somebody who was actually Latino to play that role?
I know. That's how I felt the whole time, because I love Desperado. I was really excited to see Once Upon a Time in Mexico, and Johnny Depp was disappointing in that movie, and Willem Dafoe took me out of the movie.
So
it was weird.
Yeah, this suffers from the movies always have to have a white star, and I don't know. It just bugs me. It's like... Marco Polo, I watched some of that until it got too a little too racy for me, but it's like, really? You need to have a white character? Why couldn't they have just called it Genghis Khan or Kublai Khan and had a really cool feudal Chinese system show? Yeah. Anyway. No, you have to have a white guy who nobody cares about. That's my rant.
I tried to remember that, and I don't remember it, but that might just be because I'm white.
As a white man, this conversation is making me very uncomfortable.
Well, no, good. Take that.
I thought they did a good job of representing it in that show, but I guess...
Well, here's the thing. They did a good job. They did a really good job. And my favorite parts of that were the parts where it was all about, like, Kublai Khan or 100 Eyes. Marco Polo was the least interesting character on that entire entire show.
That's so definitely true. It was definitely the king... Or I don't know if I mean emperor. I don't know. The Mongol lord. I don't know what. He was definitely the best part of that show. And Thousand Eyes, they actually did a like spin-off, like one-off episode where they talk about his origin, which was really cool. I'd recommend watching that if you like that character. I still haven't got through the second season. Too many things to watch.
Too many things. Yeah, it's same kind of boat. It's like, meh. But
Leonard Part 6 flopped in the box office. It did.
You don't say.
4.6 million, and it had a budget of 24 million.
That's why you don't name your thing Part 6, people, when it's the first one.
And that was probably its only flaw.
The only one, I'm sure it was. Okay, so Great Wall, probably going to be one that none of us see because we all have better things to do with our time. So let's be honest, the Great Wall is being made not for the domestic box office, but for the international. I'm sure they're banking on China giving them lots of money. So
they do like white actors in their movies.
They do. They do. Because they're foreign and exotic. Wait a minute.
I really hope that movie does super well. So we have to go back and like apologize. And we're sorry, Great Wall. We shouldn't have assumed.
We thought you were going to be dumb, but you were actually really cool. Yeah. Sorry about that. Okay, next movie comes out on March 3rd. And it is a movie called Logan. Now, this is like Logan's Heroes. Is that what this one is?
Logan's Run.
Oh. I don't
know.
No,
it's actually about the city in northern Utah called Logan.
I thought there was a superhero movie coming out around this time, but
it wasn't called Wolverine Logan, so we're not sure if this is it.
Yeah, it must not be. You know, here's an example of a studio being like, look, our fans get this.
I think it's funny how we're given this more of a hard time for not calling it X-Men something when for years we've all been saying, you don't need to call it X-Men.
No, I like it. Did you guys know, though, that Logan is not his first name?
It's not.
Jimmy.
Yeah, he's James.
Logan isn't even his real name, I thought.
I thought that was just the name they gave him. Wow, we're getting deep.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm only getting this information from the X-Men Origins Wolverine movie.
So you're right. So his name is Logan. He's commonly known as Logan, but his real name is James Howlett, and that's a big cutback or a big throwback. So
deep cut.
That's the word I was
looking
for.
Logan was the name that the Canadian government gave him or something
during Weapon X era.
Yep. Yeah.
But yeah, I am. So I saw a preview for it actually on a big screen when I saw Fantastic Beasts, and I cannot be more excited for a movie, and I'm really hoping that doesn't backfire on me.
It's a Wolverine movie. They've all been really good.
Yeah, Deadpool was awesome. Oh, wait.
Every other Wolverine movie. Oh, no. That's a bad way to put that. That means this one's going to be bad.
No, I liked the one where he was in Japan, and it has absolutely nothing to do with the fact that I'm Japanese.
Yeah,
that one was good. Was that the one that had Viper?
Yes.
Everything but the ending of that one.
Silver Samurai.
Everything but the ending.
Yeah, the ending kind of ruined that one.
Yes. Yes, it did.
Yeah.
So.
But still,
Silver Samurai was not cool, and he should have been.
I think for what they did with it, it was pretty good.
Madam Viper could have been way cooler too.
I mean, every movie
they got to have the white girl in the Japanese movie, right, Brandon?
Yeah, it's a rule. It's a rule.
Logan looks awesome cuz it doesn't look like a superhero movie. It looks just like a post-apocalyptic type movie.
Kind of looks like a post-apocalyptic western movie.
Kind of, yeah. You see his claws what, twice?
You're probably going to see him a lot more than that in the film.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll see him a lot in the movie. And that one dude has a robotic arm, but still, this movie looks so good and I'm really hoping that they're not just...
I still haven't watched the trailer.
Mad Max Wolverine.
That's true.
Oh, I'd watch that. Can we make that? Is that a thing? How do I get to that?
We wait.
All they have
March
to do
3rd.
Is make the next Mad Max and just have a guy that has Wolverine claws in it. They could easily do that.
There you go. He can even be playing a flame-throwing guitar.
Yeah.
So when I was young and would create my own superheroes, which were just carbon copies of other characters, one of the people that I made was named, I don't even know how to say it, either Radel or Rattel. I looked up Wolverine in the dictionary and animals that were like it, and I found an animal called a Rattel or a Rattle that was basically part of the Wolverine family, but it was black with a white stripe down its back, but it wasn't a skunk. So I created a superhero that was Wolverine that had two claws instead of three.
Oh, you mean X-23.
And had a white stripe. Yeah, I did. Before X-23 was made. But, yeah, and then I was like, he's got to be something different. And so I gave him like a robotic cuff on his arm that shot out like Bionic Commando or Batman and would like grab onto things. But it wasn't like Doc Ock arm, it was like, would shoot out and just grab onto things so he could like swing around. And then, so he's like Spider-Man Wolverine.
Okay, so let me just tell you, the imagery that I'm having on my head right here, in my head of this Rattle character, is a baby Rattle with an arm with two arms with two Wolverine claws and a Doc Ock arm coming out of the back of the baby Rattle.
I didn't say it was a good idea. I said it was just when you're young and making characters because you want to.
So, it sounds like funny. X-23 will probably be introduced in this, but there are talks of rebooting the X-Men universe, which, you know what, I'm okay with that. There's a lot of stuff that needs to be rebooted.
Didn't they just do that?
Four movies ago now, and it was not really a reboot, but it was a soft reboot where they kind of kept everything, but they kind of threw out the stuff that they were like, this is stupid.
You know, like that Wolverine movie.
Yeah, if you ask them about it, they'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about. It never happened.
So you undoed that Wolverine movie? No. He still goes to Japan and everything. Yeah, it happens. No, the other one. What other one?
Yeah, pretty much.
No.
So that comes out in March. That's kind of the beginning of our March kind of marks the first trudge of the superhero films, because there's going to be a bunch of superhero films in 2017. But that comes out like more in the summertime. So
Cinco de Mayo is when Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 comes out.
Oh, I'm so excited for that. March 10th, Kong Skull Island comes out. Is that?
I heard that in this movie that the same company that uncovered Godzilla is going to find Kong. So like the name of the same company. And so this is just like, all I want to see, same universe, Godzilla versus Kong.
As long as it's not the same film production company, because boy, I did not enjoy Godzilla at all.
King Kong gets more screen time in his trailer than Godzilla did in his whole movie.
Exactly. Like, I don't know. I saw Godzilla I was in Las Vegas. I was at a work convention and I was like, all right, I don't drink. I don't gamble. I don't do. What do I do in Vegas? I don't have a car to go anywhere.
Stay in Vegas.
So I walked down the strip to the movie theater and I was like, oh, Godzilla's playing. I haven't seen that one yet. And I saw that. And the only thing that I remember from that movie of me being like, I like this part, was when the Vegas Strip was getting destroyed. I'm like, I think I'm sitting right there.
That's funny.
So, yeah.
They got to the fight with Godzilla, though, like that made the movie. I mean, it wasn't a great movie, but all you have to do is fast forward to like
had to do was keep Bryan Cranston in the movie.
They didn't do that. No, I bet that like it was like, we need to have a big name actor in this movie. Who can we get? And then he was like, I don't have enough time to do that. Okay, we'll just have you in the first 10 minutes. Then you won't have to be on set for 3 months. You can just come for 2 days and we'll be good. All right. Done. $10 million.
Here's the check.
Done.
Okay. The next movie, March 17th, Beauty and the Beast. Now, this is a small Disney movie, I think, right?
Yeah, it's a little indie film.
Somebody actually took the original trailer from the 90s. Or was it the 80s? Anyway, when Beauty and the Beast, the cartoon, came out.
90s.
90s, okay. That's right, because it was computer animated. So they took the trailer from the 90s, and they put it side by side with the trailer that just came out, and it's literally shot for shot the exact same.
They did the same thing with Cinderella when the new live-action Cinderella came out. It's the thing with Disney now.
Angela Lansbury says that she doesn't understand why Disney is doing this. And she's like, well, they can do it, but it's not going to come close to what we had because we are one of the best animated films ever. And,
agreed.
And they're not even playing in the same ballpark.
So a long time ago, I wrote a blog about the 10 greatest animated films of all time. I think that Beauty and the Beast was an honorable mention on it now that I think about it. So no, it's not the best ever.
Do you remember any other movies from that to give us some reference to what you consider the 10 best?
Samurai Jack was on there, Avatar, the animated series, Batman, the Return of the Joker, Lion King, Toy Story, Afro Samurai was on there.
So what you're saying is it was highly, highly skewed by your enjoyment of the stories.
But also animation style.
Okay.
I actually gave a reason for every single one. Maybe I should dig that up. We can post it on somewhere.
Yeah, do that. We can reblog that.
It was a long time ago, back when blogs were a thing.
So Beauty and the Beast, that's the next one. I am excited. You know what? I am an Emma Watson fan, so just the fact that she's in it would get me.
Hey, let's talk about Harry Potter, because Emma Watson played Hermione Granger.
Is that where I know her from? I kept seeing it like, I know her from somewhere.
She was also in that movie Bling Ring. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes, she was in Bling Ring. I'm not super crazy about this. I don't much like the way the Beast looks, and that's my biggest complaint. And if that's my biggest complaint, I think it's going to be a pretty good movie.
Do you know in the original fairy tale, he was like a lizard creature?
Well, yeah, I'm just not crazy about the CGI monster.
It's not coming out for another 4 months here. That was pre-production CGI. Let's just call it that.
I know, but I mean, just in general, it being a CGI. I mean,
look at who's playing Cogsworth and Lumiere.
No, I know it's a big cast. It's
I am sad that Angela Lansbury is not playing Mrs. Potts, because I can't picture anyone else's voice being Mrs. Potts.
Not even your favorite actress, Emma Thompson?
Oh, you just changed my world, Jeff. I didn't know that Emma Thompson was playing.
You didn't know that? Wow.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'm happy about that. I just love the story of Angela Lansbury when she sang Beauty and the Beast. Okay, so
tale
like
as old as time.
Okay, so she sits down in the theater, or the theater, well, she sits down in the booth to record it, and they're like, okay, let's do take one. And she sings the song, and at the end, everyone was bawling. And she was like, you know what, I think I could do it better. And everyone's like, no, no, that was perfect. And she's like, very well, let's go have lunch. And they all left. One take. She was out. Like, everyone was just like, that was so good. And it is. It is just awesome.
So the cast is going to have a lot to do with that. So,
and this cast looks like it is an all-star cast. I mean, just the fact that Josh Gad is LeFou, like, that, why hasn't that happened sooner? Like, he seems to be made for that.
Who's Gaston?
Gaston is Luke Evans. He was the bad guy in Furious 7. He was Dracula. He was in Desolation of Smaug.
Oh, I know him. He's in...
He's in stuff. He's doing good.
Oh, man.
He was in The Girl on the Train.
He's in Hobbit. That's what he is. He's in The Hobbit. That's who I'm thinking.
Desolation of Smaug.
He's the guy who has been disgraced because his family didn't take care of Smaug when he first showed up.
That's what I know him from.
He played Zeus in Immortals, Apollo in Clash of the Titans. Wow, he's done a
lot. Aramis in the Three Musketeers.
Yeah.
We're
naming this off the top of our head.
Yeah, it's not like we have IMDb open or anything like that.
Totally do not have IMDb.
I was like, no, he wasn't Aramis in Three Musketeers. It was that weird reboot.
The 2011 one.
Yeah, it's like he wasn't. Yeah. I watched that once.
All right. So you know what other film is going to have actually a pretty good cast is Power Rangers, which comes out a week after Beauty and the Beast. I have a feeling Beauty and the Beast is going to hold number one box office.
Oh, Power Rangers has no chance against Beauty and the Beast, especially because every person who has seen the trailer for Power Rangers, who I have seen, it's not until the end they go, wait, that was Power Rangers? What?
Yeah, I literally heard that exact sentence when I went to go see Fantastic Beasts. There was an older couple in front of me like, that's Power Rangers? Like, because, like I said, it was a very diverse audience, and yeah, they were like holding it to the very end to be like, this is an action movie, this is a sci-fi movie, this is not Power Rangers. And then
yeah, that movie looks like a great sci-fi action movie. It looks like a terrible Power Rangers movie.
That's what my buddy said too. He was like, I was like, dude, Burrito, you're totally gonna flip out on this. And then he watched it and he was like, that actually made me want to go see a Power Rangers movie. And I was like, all right, but it did its job. Somebody who wasn't a fan.
I feel like they're embarrassed about the Power Rangers part. They're like, we can't tell anybody this is a Power Rangers movie because Power Rangers are supposed to be stupid kids shows, and we don't want to be a stupid kids show.
Well, then don't make a stupid kids show. Make a decent movie.
I think that's what they're trying to do.
I know.
Well, you know, they've got Elizabeth Banks in there. They've got Bryan Cranston. They have Bill Hader.
And a whole bunch of actors I've never heard of.
Becky G. Really? You just go by an initial? Whoa. Fiona Vroom. Her last name is Vroom. I have a feeling that is just like a stage name.
No. It's just like Nicolas Cage. Totally his name.
Fiona Vroom.
Vroom was in Star Trek as Orion Girl. I'm not sure what that means. I'm not sure who that was.
She was one of the green girls.
I'm excited. I really want to see it, just mostly because it's Power Rangers.
But you know, I feel so bad for them, though, because on the 17th, Beauty and the Beast comes out, and then they come out on the 24th, so there's no way they can take the second week number one place from Beauty and the Beast. So maybe they have a chance next... Oh, wait, the next week, Ghost in the Shell comes out. That one looks like it's going to be good. It's got a huge following. It's an anime with a huge following, so just based off of that, it's going to make a ton of money. And then they've got Scarlett Johansson in there, for better or worse. Some people are pissed about it because she's not Asian, and, well, the story, she's drawn as an Asian. Other people are like, get over it. I'm not sure where I sit on it. I wish there were more Asians in... media, I've finally got a fat guy Asian cosplay with Wong. But
are you gonna make a Wong?
I kind of want to have a Wong cosplay. I just got to shave my head for it, right?
Yeah, bald cap.
All you have to do is watch more anime. There's like a bald Asian fat man in like every anime show.
Or just not worry about it and cosplay as whoever you want, and don't let society shame you.
That's it. I'm cosplaying as Princess Peach.
I would love that.
Wait, I'm cosplaying as Chun-Li.
I think that you would get a lot of people that would take your picture.
And oh,
you would
I'm sure.
An internet
but I
sensation.
Don't know that I want that picture going around. Yeah, but yeah, so Ghost in the Shell is coming out. It'll probably be good, and I'm going to go see it because I'm going to go see it.
It's interesting for me because I had not heard of this franchise at all. Until I heard the outrage of Scarlett Johansson playing the main character. That was my first introduction to it. So now I don't know if that's going to affect me seeing it. I mean, I'm going to see it probably, but affect my opinion in it. I don't know. It looks good.
It is weird.
Looks it. If the point is to be weird, it's doing the job.
I had a really hard time watching the original series just because I didn't like the animation style. It's the one type of anime style, like drawings, that I just don't really, really like.
Well, now you don't have to worry about drawings anymore because it's live action.
I know. I had a really hard time watching that show. I don't remember a lot about it just because I kept looking at the art and being like, I don't like this. It's like the same thing even if a comic book is really good. If the artwork is not good in it, I just can't. I can't do it. It's hard for me to read it. I'm an art snob.
Art snob. Jeez. All right. Well, I think we just went over the movies that are coming out for this winter box office. We're calling March winter. Get over it.
It's our show. If you don't like the date, start your own podcast.
Well, and there's like nothing in April, and then the summer starts in May. So yeah. There's like nothing good in April.
Hey, there is the Smurfs, Lost Village.
Like he said, there's nothing good in April.
Hey, there is How to Be a Latin Lover.
Again, nothing.
Robert De Niro and Christopher Walken are in a movie called The War with Grandpa.
You could have just stopped at Christopher Walken and Robert De Niro, and I'm in.
But now that you heard the title, you're probably like, nope, not going to see it.
Probably not.
Yeah, there's not much. There's not much in April. Fast 8 comes out in April, but we'll see if it's any good. Dwayne The Rock Johnson was all like, heck no. Vin Diesel's crap.
Fast 8 is going to be just as good as you think it's going to be.
That's true.
And it's going to make a crap load of money because everyone's going to go see it just because it says Fast 8 on it.
I don't think it's going to make as much as Fast 7 because Fast 7, they were all like, oh, Paul Walker, we're going to go see it because of...
I guess we'll find out.
It's actually Furious 7, just so you know.
My bad.
They get weird with the titles sometimes. Anyway.
All right, well, I think that's probably a good place to wrap us up. So thank you for listening to the Fandom Podcast. I hope we were able to help you escape from your daily grind. You know, maybe think about some of these movies that are coming down the horizon, coming down the pipeline to you, that are out there on the horizon. Maybe we introduced you to some movies that you had no idea were coming out. If we did, go ahead and jump over to fandompodcast.com/iTunes, fandompodcast.com/Android, or your favorite podcast app and search for Fandom Podcast and subscribe to us. Every subscription helps. If you want to be part of the conversation, submit a random fandom. You can post things to our Facebook page. You can head over to fandompodcast.com/contact, or we have feedback and random@fandompodcast.com. So the week that I say, you know what, it's done, is the week that Spencer sends in an email to random@fandompodcast.com, which, thank you very much. I'm going to enjoy a few episodes of Scrubs now that I have thought about it again.
You got to watch the good ones. I mean, they're all good, but...
They're all good. You can't put into words how good that series is. If you want to help support the show, don't forget to do your Christmas shopping by using the link fandompodcast.com/Amazon. And until next time...
The balcony is closed.
I'm going to go see Doctor Strange again. Maybe 3D this time.
May the fandom be with you.